definitively the end of her Molly memory.
Hello.
Bummer.
Hi.
Welcome to episode. What episode is this? Does anyone
know? Episode 5? So many.
96.
37.
37.
It's at least.
Great. 50. We're fighting a dragon in the river of.
Oh, I heard that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 It's like one of the only ones.
Blissfully unaware of the evils to take place further along.
Oh, I was taking a sip.
But welcome to episode 96. Before we get into tonight's episode, Hayden has some things to say post.
Oh, boy, do I ever. I have a lot of grand things to say about our various partners and sponsors. First of all, start off with our good original pals over at Eldritch Foundry. Eldritch Foundry, you can use our code ROLLSLAYERS at checkout for 15% off of custom minis, whatever the files are called for 3D printing. You can get those there too. Who else we got? But our various musical sounds and other sounds. We've got Sirenscape first, because I remember.
Kings of the Slider.
Kings of the Sliders, indeed.
Who else? Who else we got?
Oh, well, there's always a classic beyond Skyrim. Some new modern additions to our collection. We've got I think I can only remember three at a time is the problem.
Celestial Aeon Project.
Short haul music.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that one.
Celestial Aeon Project. I was talking, so if y'all said it didn't come through my headphones.
You just remembered it all on your own.
All on your own. Mm-hmm. And we're happy you did.
I was telling the truth, but no one's going to believe me.
No. Not a single person.
All right. We also have our social media channels. You can come see us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I think. Probably Twitter.
I think we're on X, not Twitter.
Yeah. No, we're not doing that.
I just don't even know if our account exists anymore.
Have you noticed that, like, if you're reading the news, basically any site, they say, like
formerly Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Twitter, like, yeah. Every time.
It's like Prince.
Like, it almost, Prince barely pulled that off. I don't think Twitter is going to.
It's like when Snoop Dogg decided he'd be, called Snoop Lion.
Yeah.
And everyone was like,
man, that was short-lived. I forgot about that.
It's just Puff Daddy. That one stuck, though.
Yeah, that did.
Sometimes it works.
Speaking of, I'm not going to think of a good transition, so I'll just go with Discord.
Discord. Yeah, join us on Discord. You go on our... Talk about Snoop Lion.
Shut up, I'm two of them. And you can find us. You can go to the website and find a link to our Discord. Join it up. There's all kinds of really, really exciting conversations that go on there. The worst memes you've ever seen. Join our Discord.
That's true.
And finally, our Patreon. Patreon.com/RollSlayers. Join us there. Help Tyler. He's so ill.
My kidneys.
Every little bit helps.
Oh, no.
It's like that. What's that? There's like a thing about that lady who scammed everybody because she pretended to have cancer.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Scamanda or Scamantha or something.
Yeah.
Well, we're not doing that.
Don't do that.
On Patreon.
Yeah. Scamanda. I don't have cancer. It's just my kidneys. That are failing.
We're just trying to send Tyler to Disneyland.
I've never been to Disneyland, so, send me to Disneyland.
To be fair, it is true. He is quite sick, but it's just because of his diet. Donate to our Patreon.
I did have half a pizza before this. It's fine.
Between that and the Taco Bell.
Yeah. Well, let's play the game.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Meh.
So, last we left off, the party made their way to the continent of Iodosos, briefly passing by the city of Kingjin before making their way stealthily through a group of guards, camps of Justicars, of church members of the Tetrad, Knights of the Ruby Throne, and Quintessence members, all seemingly either corrupted by this kind of indoctrination of Bane, or at least following the orders of corrupted folks. Along with Iodon Thadratil, you made your way down into the earth, down this kind of stairway shaft that they've carved, one of several excavation sites that led into this cavernous hall made of stone with these weird perpendicular to, or parallel, like prisms of jade. You discovered that this was indeed a sideways hallway with these pillars that stretched from side to side, and made your way up some stairs deeper into the city through several levels before coming to a rocky, unfinished chasm, or I should say cavern. And sensing your presence through its psionic abilities, lowering itself into light and connecting with you through your minds, a Illithid hovers before you, inquiring why you in its home. So that's where we'll pick up.
We all know who what this is, right?
It's go ahead and make an Arcana check, everyone. Let's see how many people know what a mind flayer is.
It just seems iconic enough is all.
For our viewers at home, I forgot all my dice at home.
Oh,
so I'm
no.
using Dice Ex Machina. But I accidentally told the app that it was allowed to track me. So I might need it to delete it after this.
It's fine. You'll have your dice next time.
I'm still figuring out how to use it.
If you survive.
26.
It's giving me like...
26?
Half that.
My number in like tallies...
What?
Here, just take this big chunky
9. Wait, nine? No, 18. Use
okay.
my modifier.
This can't.
Because I have a plus 9.
Yeah, yeah. What do you got, Liz?
18.
18, 18, 26, 25. Is that what you said, Hayden?
I said half of Molly's, which is 13.
Oh, 13. Everyone besides Remy, this is a mind flayer. DC was 15. Yeah, you know, you guys know what a mind flayer is. It's not good, but it kind of floats down and cocks its alien head, its eyes glowing this bright orange, regarding you all.
Yeah, why are we here? Why are any of us here? I mean... I've been pondering these questions of existence myself for quite some time, and perhaps you have some answers and you can enlighten us.
Worthy questions to be pondered. I do not know why we collectively are here.
What is that? I'm whispering that whoever is nearest. Probably Ruby at your level.
Yeah.
Its gaze fixes on you, the tentacles squirming. We are Illithid. But you may call me Kadri.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
I'm sorry, we've never met something of your... magnificence. We're all a bit stunned, I think. I didn't expect to find anyone living down here.
Indeed. This place is a tomb. Quite active as of late, though.
An active tomb? That seems like a sort of oxymoron. Whose tomb?
The dwarves. And drow.
Oh, dwarves and drow. Yes, this is all very interesting. We're also just kind of passing through.
You are aligned with the others?
No.
Then you do not seek the Arcane.
Well, see, we're trying to keep them from getting to the Arcane Vault. They have some, well, you know, I believe this concerns you too, because this guy, Brockner Pueller, have you encountered him?
Perhaps.
Perhaps he's spying on you right now and you wouldn't even know. But anyways, he's looking to bring back Bane. You know, this child sacrifice, no free will kind of dude.
We know of Bane.
Yeah, and so I think you know that he's not really somebody we want revived on this plane of existence. So we're trying to stop them from doing that.
Its tentacles kind of twitch, almost like it's pondering. I care not if Bane is revived.
Not even a little bit?
No.
I think you care a little bit. I think if all else is even, I think you would prefer to keep things the status quo, the way that they are, a little bit more than, you know, inviting this element of chaos into our world that might potentially affect you some.
I do care about protecting the Arcane Vault.
Well, so do we.
And perhaps we can come to an accord.
What do we say? An accord? An accord.
Yes,
I would be agreeable to that.
I think you might want to hear the terms of an accord before you agree to one.
Of course.
Yes, what sort of accord?
I will not be deceptive with you. I am freed from the Elder Brain's influence while I've been trapped here, away from it. And I wish to stay free. I've been utilizing the resources within this arcane library to find a way to shield my mind should I leave. That said, I have become quite hungry. And it just so happened that a buffet has walked into my office.
Yes, and they're all down there.
They are. So perhaps if you are to address the library, I can save my hunger. And leave the library undisturbed after you do what must be done.
How much would be required to sate your hunger? A wise one.
Just one brain, but I plan on filling my larder, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
They pickle quite well.
Oh!
You know what? I'll do you one better. You know what's better than a brain? Like a mushy, nasty organ that's inside of a person that's difficult to get out. What's better than that is exercising your brain with a mystery. And I'm going to pull out my copy of The Curious Case of Doxus and hand it over to him.
Its tentacles reach out and grab, pull it up to observe with its eyes. I have not heard of this tome.
Oh, it's so good. Really, the ending, you won't see it coming. I don't want to spoil anything, but watch out for the orc.
I will observe when I have time.
Oh, are you doing anything right now?
Consuming brains.
Yeah.
Ideally. I will impart upon you a specific artifact I've found to help you in this clearing of the nuisance in my library. if we are of an accord.
Also, how do we find them? Because that has proven to also be quite difficult.
Find who?
Your next meal.
I will find them.
Well, okay, but we need to also find the artifact that they're looking for. Do you know where any of that is?
The artifact is below.
Which direction is below exactly? Because as I'm understanding it, this is the floor, but it's kind of the wall, and below would be that way?
Correct.
Instead of that way?
Yes.
Okay, so below is this way.
Yes.
Fascinating.
It's all very confusing.
Okay, well, this is sounding reasonable to me.
I am anything, if I am not reasonable. All right. Mm. I was going to say I'm anything but reasonable. I am anything. I'm reasonable. I am reasonable.
Go home, Tyler. You're tired.
I am tired.
I am nothing if not reasonable.
I do not accept the deal that I proposed.
All right. Is there a particular time frame?
No.
And how long do we have to complete this?
As long as it takes.
Bells is going to be like very nervous and doesn't really know what's going on, but everyone else seems like this is a good idea.
I mean, I feel like there should be a few more terms, like how many people can you eat, or like,
are we going to be some of them?
Yeah, like we are not included, or like you can only eat the brains of people who are already taken by the evil, but like not the innocent people, but maybe they're all innocent because they just got taken.
But I'm not going to say any of that. I'm just going to look like...
giving these sentiments
no.
over? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, someone must introduce the terms.
Really?
Those are several very good options.
We would prefer, many of the people down there are actually quite nice. If you get to know them, and if they're, you know, not currently being manipulated into, you know, the service of those under the thraldom of Bane, which it can be very difficult to distinguish one sort from the other. Let me tell you from experience, we would prefer if maybe you go for maybe the less savory ones.
That is amenable.
Like maybe if you find a guy named Brockner Pueller and you could suck out his brains, that would be great. That would be ideal.
And honestly, maybe he's so full of evil. Song. Yeah, I mean, it might
bring
taste
me in brains,
might be better.
Oh yeah, he's the head of the school of divination over at the Quintessence Pursuit. I know you've heard of it.
No.
Oh, well, it's a college.
I've been here for 400 years.
Ah, okay, yeah. Well, he's a smart guy. Well, I mean, smart in terms of intelligence, maybe not in terms of, like, his actions and the consequences. You'll like his brain.
Very well. Do we have any other addendums to this agreement?
He's the one wearing the glove.
That is context, not an addendum.
Okay.
Maybe don't include our brains in the mix, if possible.
Yes, of course.
Are you able to, through any arcane means, determine if people are, you know, being brainwashed by this dark muck that we're talking about, or
perhaps?
All right.
I have not attempted.
Can you see into the ethereal plane by chance?
No.
Okay. Just out of curiosity. It would have made things a little easier.
There are some interesting tomes on ethereal planes and sight into them. In the library.
Yeah, there's only so much you can learn from books.
I'm finding that.
If I'm may ask, and you, of course, don't have to answer, why have you sought to disconnect from the, what's it called?
Elder Brain?
The Elder Brain.
I've never been asked that before. Hmm. It is a bit like these babe cursed you speak of. Indoctrinated slaves to the purpose except more hive mind. There is no cadre. We are illicit. The will of the Elder Brain is all. And I have grown quite accustomed to making my own decisions.
Well, in that case, you definitely don't want Bane to come back, because he would prefer to annihilate all free will and everything be under tyranny and under his own will, which sounds like the opposite of what your goal has been.
My eyes are not set on this material plane.
Well, but your eyes are also not set on the ethereal plane. I mean, they pretty much are. I mean, in the most literal sense, they are set on this material plane. And you do have some limitations, and whatever aspirations you might have in the future, the coming of Bane would undo them.
Then it is fortuitous that I've found people to clean up that mess.
Indeed. So is Kadrid is a name that you gave to yourself?
Yes.
What is its meaning?
It has none.
You just like the sound?
It functions phonetically.
Sorry.
Well, I find that very interesting and kind of beautiful for you to choose your own name and seek to be your own independent self.
That sentiment is noted.
Is he like haughty and arrogant, like coming in here like he rules the place? Like, how is he?
Emotionless.
Okay.
Or if this being does feel emotion, it is so alien to you that you can't detect what
the emotions are.
Okay.
And he's just floating.
Just floating. Eyeing you guys, unblinking.
He's Hugh.
He's what?
Sorry, never mind. I realized no one's going to know. Sorry. Next Generation. Never mind. It's fine.
I thought you said Hugh.
Yeah, Hugh.
Not Q?
Not Q. Hugh. Oh. Yeah, it was a Borg that just...
Never mind, it's not important.
Hugh Grant, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what I'm talking about. Yep, just like him. Well, could you point us in the correct direction?
Just kind of floats, beckons behind him, where there's this expanse of rock that stretches onward. You will know you've arrived when the rock falls down into a chasm.
Does that happen a lot down here?
Well,
there's a lot of rocks and there's mostly chasm.
It is unmoving since I've been here.
Are we the first that you've made this accord with?
This specific accord?
Any accord like it?
Yes.
Would you agree not to make a similar accord with anyone that comes behind us?
Ponders for a second. This would seem fair to do, as otherwise trust would be diminished between us.
Well, you know, we have a saying back up on the surface about this sort of accord. It's that teamwork makes the dream work. You have a dream, we all have dreams, and working together, we can make it happen.
This is not limbo. Dreams do not have tangibility here.
Dreams as in aspirations. It's a metaphor.
Yes.
And you know what a meta is for?
What a meta is for?
Yeah, well, cows and sheep mostly.
I do not know.
Well, I don't know. We hear this all in our head, right?
Or yeah, this is all just a big old group telepathy session.
So, I'm saying this out loud. Cyrus, I think because it's all in our head that maybe, like, phonetically, it doesn't carry over.
Yeah, maybe the joke is lost in translation.
Also, I don't know if it does.
It was very funny.
Humor is not really a concept for us. For me, I should say.
Yes, I'm picking up on that. Okay, well, I think we have an accord.
Very well. Looks like it might ask you something else before just nodding. Floating off into the darkness.
And it told us to go where?
Basically, keep going the way you're going.
Not into a pit.
Well, he said that it will fall into a pit eventually.
Okay. I thought we were on the edge of the pit.
That will, like, give way in front of us.
Right.
Correct. It's going to collapse into a hole from what he told you.
All right. So, what was that? Everyone seems pretty calm, so I tried to kind of match the energy.
Believe that's a mind flayer. They feed on brains and have a hive mind that they're all connected to, except for this one, apparently. And
can it still hear our thoughts here?
I don't know. Are we far enough away?
As you guys are talking and you say that, you hear in your head, yes.
Oh, hello, sir.
Where did he even go?
Just filling our companion in on your greatness.
Wait, wasn't he supposed to give us something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Make a perception check for me.
Yes, he mentioned an artifact that would help us.
Oh, I got this one. 27.
As you're kind of looking off into the distance of where he went, you do realize that on the ground there is an artifact. Indeed, he did leave something for you. It seems to be reminiscent in design to you, Remy, of something you've come across before. A very thick belt of what seems to be leather, but almost as if gold was worked into leather, with a large dwarven face as the buckle.
I was about to ask, is he about to get a belt of illithid kind, which is going to give him tentacle sideburns?
No. Unfortunately not. It is a dwarven face on the buckle, but it has a large gear in the top that seems like it could be turned.
I have no idea what this is. Cyrus, do you know how to do the... You used to do that, right?
Do I know what this is?
You gonna cast identify, or are you just like doing an arcane check?
I do not have identify, so I guess arcane.
Oh shoot! How do we used to do this?
Vinny had identify.
God dang it!
I don't think Ruby has it either.
Nope.
Arcana check.
Yeah.
I can also arcana check.
21.
21. This is something unlike you ever heard described in any arcane tome, any sort of magical folio, but you get raw power from this thing. Similar to the feeling when you observe the spear brightly.
Ooh.
Oh, who's gonna get this?
Iodon.
Oh yeah, forgot he's here.
Or holds his hand out to take a look at it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were there for a moment.
Yes, I was not wanting to interact with that mind thing.
I'm pretty sure it can still hear us, though.
He's actually a pretty lovely fellow.
Yes, I was trying
all things considered.
Killing it.
That's good, I think.
I have identified.
Oh. Well, can you help us out?
He just sits down wordlessly and begins to cast the spell over a few minutes, and the ritual does complete. His brow furrows. I'm not sure exactly the history of it, but it is a powerful artifact. I'm not sure how old or why it was created. I don't have the spell legend lore on me. But it allows you to cast some interesting spells, makes you stronger, more fit. It allows you to be immovable for a time, among other things.
Ruby, this doesn't match anything from your stories or anything else.
Make a history check for me, Ruby.
History?
Yeah.
That's fine. They're the same now.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, bummer. 15.
Well,
15?
Yeah. Never mind. Even with my 10 point bonus.
I've not heard of an artifact like this.
Name.
All right. Can you hit us with the stats on this bad boy or not?
Yeah, I can pull it up. I can do that. It is called Mountain's Tether, for, you know, sake of knowing what the device is called. While wearing this belt, you gain the following benefits. Your con increases by 2 beyond the maximum limit of 20. Your strength increases by 2 beyond the maximum limit of 20.
Okay.
You have advantage on persuasion checks to be interacting with dwarves. You cannot be forcibly moved. In addition, while attuned to the belt, you grow a thick dwarvish beard with immaculate braids.
Yeah.
Not 50% chance, you grow a beard. Mountain's Tether has several abilities. Anchored, as a bonus action, you can flip a gear on top of the buckle, causing the eyes to glow. For 1 minute, you cannot be uprooted from the surface you currently stand upon. You are not able to move from your current position. Mountain's Wrath. As an action, you can cast the spell Reverse Gravity. You can do this once per day.
Good.
Soul Forger's Boon. You gain the ability to forge souls as Moradin once did. Given the time, materials, and skill checks, you are able to create any golem or a warforged with an infused soul. Stone Melt. Once per day, you can melt into stone as if it were mere water. This lasts up to 1 minute. If you are not a dwarf, you gain the following additional benefits from the belt. You have advantage on saving throws against poison, and you have immunity to fire damage. You have dark vision up to 60 feet, and you can speak, read, and write Dwarvish.
So are we thinking Bells gets the belt?
When I'm...
Either her or Ruby.
Y'all want a beard?
Yes. Liz wants a beard, always.
I'm mostly joking, because obviously this is meant for Remy.
No, I want it.
Well, no. In terms of... I mean, I don't know. The other side of this is, I think it would be more gooder on Bells than on Remy. Because what's your strength and your con?
I think my strength's just 18 and my con maybe is 18.
Yeah, this would be mighty good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I will put it out there. I will put it on the line because it's a better item for you. And plus, I sort of already have my own dwarven kind belt.
And your magic
fancy god's crown.
Yeah, I also got that.
And
got
the flying crown.
Spear. I'm pretty set.
Kenneth has more.
One of what?
I said Kenneth has more.
Actually, Ruby, do you want the crown?
No, I don't know. I don't know what it does other than it makes you fly sometimes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, but
I think I was gone for the crown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were.
Who wants the crown?
He was just saying he wasn't here for the crown and doesn't know what it is either.
Oh, yeah, here for the crown. It lets me fly and do a D10 roll sometimes for other stuff.
I was kind of wondering why you were just flying around like Goku the last time.
It's not a monk thing, it's the crown.
Circlet.
Well, I guess hearing that described to us, Remy's going to look at Bells like, I think that this one might be a good fit for you.
For me? Really? You don't think Ruby or Cyrus could use it?
I mean, given that you're such an amazing fighter, something like this seems like it would give you some big advantages.
It would, but it wouldn't be as advantageous to you.
I don't know.
Do you not need extra strength, or?
I mean, I don't have a lot.
I could also make do with it. Mm. If you are thinking about items.
I'll take it.
I'm kidding. I'm not going to take it.
He goes to hand it over to you.
But seriously, if we're talking pure preparedness, then the person that it's going to make strong, I move pretty fast. I don't spend a lot of time trying to muscle things around. So if it makes you stronger and it makes you brawnier and it helps you grow the full beard that you've always hoped for, then it's clearly this one's for you. All right, not to mention some spells that you can throw in the mix.
She would just take it and put it on.
Okay. It takes you an hour to attune to, but once you do, you'll have it. I'm going to add it to your inventory real quick.
Great.
So can we attune while walking?
Yeah, absolutely you can.
Like, in that hour, is she just
the beard, like, slowly
sprouting?
Is, like, growing?
Yeah, does it come on, like, slowly, or does it, like, poof?
It kind of, like, slowly comes on, and then, like, you've got, like, a little bit of stubble, but then once you attune it, poofs out. So, after about an hour of walking, unless you guys have anything you want to do before attunement
Ruby's
happens.
I was just going to say, it's rare dwarven artifact. Do you know how lucky you are? This is so exciting.
I would just
Your beard's growing so fast.
Give him a smile and feel bad about wearing it.
After an hour, a beard pops out of your face. If you want to describe what Bells's beard looks like, go ahead.
Okay. It would be long and dark, but I think rather like I envision it having lots of tiny, intricately braided braids doing lots of different designs rather than like a couple of thick braids, there'd be like lots of tiny little braids doing lots of different things.
Love it. Yeah.
And it would be like asymmetrical. Like there'd be a lot on this side and then not as much on this side.
And not all female dwarves have beards, but the ones that do seem to be less wild and crazy than male dwarven beards. So it's actually, you know, manageable for you, which is nice. Some, you know, you've seen some male dwarves whose beard is so puffy that they don't even try and braid it.
I would be in shock, like both loving this and hating it and not knowing what to do with that. I'm just trying to play it real cool and not touch it, but also freaking out.
Yeah, Iodon is looking confused and also...
more attracted to me.
No. Had to think about that one. No. Confused and interested in this beard magic. But doesn't comment in at all.
Once the beard like grew out, I would take off the belt and see what happened. Did the beard go away when I took the belt off?
Not immediately.
After a minute or two of walking?
I think it'd take as long as it takes to unattune to an item, so I think an hour.
So after a couple of minutes, I would just like, okay, and put it back on and be very concerned about that.
What are the ramifications of what I
am I going to have a beard forever now? Okay, well, what just happened?
All right, time to pick up a razor next time we're in Urgal.
I'm going to wait until I catch Ruby looking over at Bells, and I'm going to cast, when she does, I'm going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Oh. Make a save, Ruby.
Which kind
Wisdom
of save?
Save?
Oh, how do I do that?
Are you doing this subtly?
Yeah.
Make a sleight of handshake.
How could you?
So rude. 17.
17 meets.
Oh, so it beats. You do not burst out into laughter.
Maybe I like chuckle once and then like.
Yeah, you're like, not messing with me.
My sleight of hand is an 8.
You feel a sting as someone slaps the back of your head as Ion glares at you. That's kind of funny.
What I was going to say is Ruby is going to say, Bales, I think that is a mighty fine beard.
It's quite bizarre, honestly. I don't really know what to do with it.
Well, you just own it when you're wearing it.
That's what I plan to do.
I mean, it's immaculately done. So artful.
I don't really know how, honestly.
I mean, I don't know if it just sprouts the same way on everybody who attunes it or what, but it's really quite becoming.
I wouldn't say that, Ruby, but thank you. It's something.
It is strange to see a beard on a female human. Some dwarves and half-orcs, but mm-hmm. never seen a human look at me.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you have.
Now I have. And I've seen...
Bravo, Bells. It's magnificent.
I would just, like, smile perception? At him, like, thank you.
11.
12.
12.
16.
16. Remy, what's your passive perception?
18.
Bells and Remy, as you guys are coming to the end of this kind of conversation, you hear echoing in the dark ahead of you sounds that are strange, inhuman, yet some of the tonality is similar. Screeches and clicks and groans. Could I have everyone make a stealth check, please?
Stealth. Also, that did not show up in my inventory yet.
Oh.
I added it.
Okay. I will refresh again. Yeah. Oh, I get it now.
I also equipped it. Oh, thanks. I didn't attune you to it.
Barf.
Yeah, now you're attuned.
Boy. What stealth, you said? 21.
21.
A 10.
An 11.
Seven, 11.
10.
10. 21. Iodon did really well. I think you might have saved your bacon on this. Let me total up the averages.
I rolled a 2.
That's special.
Plus 5.
I rolled this many.
Good job, buddy.
I rolled... You can't see it.
Wait, you're not proficient in stealth?
But it's a 3.
I have a plus 5. Like, it's not... It's pretty good, but I'm not proficient in it.
I am. I have a plus 7.
Okay. Just barely you guys are able to kind of duck behind a like bit of like rocky outcropping as passing in front of you, torches held high, are these strange, oily creatures with distorted features, humanoid vaguely, but with long arms that reach about to their knees, to their shins. Serrated claws poking from the tips of their fingers, maws kind of just sagging, shrieks and clicks emitting from them. And they are wearing silver plate of the Justicars, robes of clergy of the Tetrad. You spot one just clad in full red plate armor. They shuffle by. 1 minute goes by. 2. Torchlight slowly fading into the blackness around you.
Ugh.
Are they like coordinated when they walk or?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they're walking with purpose.
I mean, like, do they look like when they walk that they are a creature that can walk or do they look like they are stumbling around?
Yeah, they're not like zombies necessarily, but they are kind of these corrupted, melted beings with elongated features.
Yeah.
Well, I think everyone, we made the right choice in getting here quickly.
What was that?
They've been corrupted by, like, taken by something?
Would I recognize?
I mean, I think we know that that's... That's got to be the end result of at least some of this.
Oh, no. Yeah, can either he or I know things historically or arcana-wise about these things?
make a history check with disadvantage on this one. I don't think there's any way you would know the things that you're rolling for.
And that 20
disadvantage.
Plus 10. One, which I will re-roll.
One, which you'll re-roll.
I know. 19.
You've not heard of anything historically like this.
What if I had gotten that 30?
A 30 would get it for you.
Dang it.
Sorry.
Rude. Rude.
We proceed then, right? Shaken, but ready.
Yeah. So everyone's just like, I don't know what
that
is.
Was,
like,
that was very creepy.
I mean, you guys know that it's derived of Bane in some form.
Yeah.
Sure, right?
Yeah,
like they clearly used to be people, and now they're
not.
And we're scared.
Do they still have brains that Homeboy can eat?
Oh,
I mean, you want to bash the head in this one?
No.
You can find out.
I do not.
I kind of do.
I'm sure someone around here still has a brain.
Experiments.
Were they carrying weapons?
Yeah.
They had like all the same like swords or whatever they would have had on their...
Did I see anything ethereal plane-wise about them?
No.
Because I do still have True Sight open. That's 8 hours, I think. No, it's till
no,
my
next. No,
and
no.
You haven't seen any scries upon your person either.
Okay.
And you feel confident you probably could have seen those at this point. Mm-hmm. But Peeler's attention must be elsewhere at this point.
He figured we'd probably just put bricks and air horns in front of him.
Probably so, yeah.
Those idiots.
Yeah, you guys can proceed onward if you'd like.
Yes.
Pretty soon after this encounter, the ground does indeed start to tilt towards where down should be, right? And eventually you come to this large crack in the rock, and you see that there's this chasm, and across the chasm it continues at a very steep angle.
So we need to like jump it?
You can. I will say if you land across, you'll probably slide down.
Mm.
So it might not be the safest route, but it is a route.
Is there any other
paths? Is it like that or climb?
I mean, yeah, you could try and you have a grappling hook. You could grapple across and then slowly descend with climbing gear.
Mm-hmm.
That's an option for sure. Remy could just fly.
Oh, I'm out of flying, but I can get up the slope without really any difficulty.
That's true.
So I could get up there and hammer in a rope or hammer in our rope of climbing.
It's a slope down, not up, but yes.
Right. Okay, so we're at the top of the slope down.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's
then,
like,
yeah, I mean, we could just rope of climbing our way down. And
this is on the floor right now, which means it's really a wall?
Yeah, so the wall sideways
uh-huh.
under the hill, right? And then it cracks.
Oh.
And falls down into a hole.
Okay.
So it's right, the building is riding itself in a way. It's at like 45 degrees.
Okay.
Okay, I say we rope of climbing our way and rappel ourselves down.
Sure.
That sounds good.
Let's make a group athletics check.
That's athletics.
Collectively, our best skill.
Iodon did fine.
Oh, wow.
He did not.
Oh.
We
all must fall down this slope.
Cyrus, we got nat 20.
Okay. Ruby got a 2 plus 2, which makes a 4.
4.
I got 11.
11.
11 minus 1, 10.
Okay, everybody's above 10 besides Ruby, which means you do pass.
Like somebody's got to hold me or something.
As you guys
one by one
jump across, Ruby.
I do have good acrobatics, so I could
kind of slip and start to slide down the incline before, in a stroke of sheer athletic prowess, Cyrus swoops his hand down and catches you and pulls you back up.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, don't mention it.
But slowly, each of you are able to put pythons into this wall and descend this 45 degree angle incline. And at the bottom of the incline, the rock drops away completely. and there is a small, not small, but small compared to the spaces you've been in previously. There's a small chamber that's about 20 to 25 feet down on a cavern floor, as it indeed cracked again and fell completely right side up. But you guys are able to continue on, rappelling down with your rope of climbing. You come safely to the floor of a cavern full of bioluminescent fungi.
Ooh.
And sounds of dripping water and giant mushrooms looming in the distance.
Are we heading back into the Underdark?
Several of you recognize the environment.
Yeah, we are.
As the Underdark. Remy, make a perception check for me, as you've got a high enough passive perception, I'll allow this.
Okay. This dice hasn't been treating me very well. I'm going to try a different one. Well, neither will this one. I rolled a 15 on my perception. I'm kicking around the... No, I shouldn't add my special bonus to it.
Okay. The first thing you all notice is that within this Underdark environment, there's also a large stone edifice of intelligent crafting at the far end of the chamber, with an eerie green light dissipating outside its doors that are both ajar. Remy, as you're looking around, you notice a giant chunk of rock on the ground and a skeletal arm that is reaching out from under it. Not reaching out like, you know, to move, but it was crushed.
It was there when
it
died.
Yeah.
Right, right.
As you get closer, you see that it has a leather bracer of dark, like, purple make, with several different, like, serrations in it. Make a history check for me.
I'll try a different d20 this time. I bet this is the one.
I'll allow Ruby to assist as well.
Okay.
I'll need that assist.
Oof. I got a. What is that? I just also roll it?
Yeah, go ahead.
15?
15?
Not very good.
You've never encountered one before. In fact, they're probably the rarest humanoid on Altheris, but this is a drow mage, dark elf.
Mm.
Who also find the Underdark to be quite comfy.
Mm. Do I know about the Underdark? I probably would.
Yeah. I mean, if you know what drow are, you know what the Underdark
are. Okay, great.
Also, they told you about being down there.
Mm.
They told you all the stories.
Yeah.
There's lots of them.
Okay.
There's good ones.
But I don't know. I, the player, don't know them. And I, the player, was like, "Ooh, it's glowing. Ooh, mushrooms. Fun." Yeah. And they're like, "Oh, wait, that's never mind. It's bad.
Very dangerous.
It's a bad. Don't worry.
Bad mushrooms." Yes.
Like, "Ooh, fun.
The mushrooms are fun. They're cool."
Okay.
Everything else is terrible.
Okay.
Is this gauntlet magical?
It is not.
It's just part of the armor.
It is just part of the armor.
All
but
right.
It is a fine craft to last as long as it has. What was your...
15.
It's been here a long time. Longer than 400 years, which is how long Homeboy's been here.
Mm-hmm.
Probably dated at least 800 to 1,000 years old.
Okay.
But it's in remarkable condition.
Okay.
That's all the information you got on it.
Is this thing about to be alive?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Let me check my notes.
Drow make. I just heard, you know, the same little scary stories they tell to children. I never thought I'd see anything
this
like
is
this.
A very, very old drow, like ancient.
Looks like it could have been made, you know, decades ago.
Mm-mm. This thing's like 1,000 years old.
No.
Yeah.
Huh.
That is around the time that this city went missing.
Oh.
Or supposedly so.
Hmm.
Wonder what happened here.
I mean, there's that green nefarious light coming from over there.
That seems like a good start.
Shall we?
Yeah, let's keep going.
If we want to keep our brains, I guess we better.
You enter through these cracked doorways into a small antechamber with a shattered wall at the other end, a massive vault door fallen over on its side, seemingly of some magic metal. I'm sure you can make an arcana check and determine it's Abdrum or adamantine or something. And as you enter through the wall, you take in your surroundings. You're in a small plus-shaped chamber, numerous doors lining each hall. Pillars line each hall as well. And all around you, the surfaces are of the purest, luminous green jade.
I'm sorry, you said numerous doors?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And pillars.
Okay.
So
I heard dwarves.
Dwarves? No. No dwarves. Dwarves.
Dwarves. They did.
This is okay. Pre-dwarf.
Yeah, we're kicking
it. Oh.
Lining the shelves Pre-dwarf. Of each hall are tomes upon tomes, all locked by chains of similar make to the dimensional shackles in your possession.
Oh.
Infernal chains forged in the hells.
Okay.
So is this the library that our tentacle face friend was talking about?
This is indeed a vault of arcane knowledge, supposedly one of three upon the planet, each vault containing different types of knowledge, this one being the arcane.
Doesn't look like anyone has been in here. Is there any way to tell if Pewler's pals
sure.
have like gotten here?
Make a perception check for me.
Pewler's pals.
That's what they're called.
That's his that's his jazz band.
If he's gang name, I was gonna say his greaser gang.
11.
11?
Wait, do you said perception?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
No sign of
entry. I really need to get on top of our rolls.
Yeah, jeez, we
kind of meander
three
in.
Fives.
Is there anything you guys are doing?
I'm gonna say inside my brain, Cadre, are you still listening? Okay.
I'd start looking around.
Okay. You guys start to wander
but be
in.
Careful not to touch anything. Mm-hmm. I'm scared of these.
Not touching anything.
Shackles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm
Cyrus, do you
around.
Know anything about these chains or how?
Yeah, what
are these recent additions
or
they've always been on there?
So you know that they're infernal chains. They are forged in the hells, used in dimensional shackles often to keep things from staying on that same plane of existence.
Uh-huh.
But among other things, you know, infernal iron to be one of the most difficult things to destroy.
Uh-huh.
Very secure as long as they're chained up without, you know, a key to unlock them.
Why would Brockner Pewler, I mean, maybe Cyrus knows the answer to this question, maybe not, but why would Brockner Pewler have these?
He didn't chain up these books.
No, but
why would he have dimensional shackles?
Yeah.
I mean, you can buy them, you know, from a fair amount of magic purveyors, especially on the Plane of Fire. There's a city called the City of Brass that specializes in infernal.
Okay, so there's not necessarily a connection between them.
No, it okay. just seems like
these are made from the same thing.
Yeah, these are coinciding.
Okay.
But as you speak out to Cyrus, you guys are probably 10, 15 feet into the chamber. You hear this chilling, choking laughter that echoes from the hall.
We all hear it in the hall?
Mm-hmm. A misshapen sunken head appears from behind one of the pillars, its body hidden by voluminous cream and blue robes. Its skin is oily black, one eye
Mm-mm.
staring at you, its head turned on its neck, almost upside down.
Mm-mm.
Very reminiscent of a vision you've had, Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
In one hand, its right hand, it holds
Mm-mm.
one of the tomes as if it was perusing. And in its left is a plated gauntlet
Mm-mm.
that seems to absorb light itself,
Mm-mm.
pulsing with energy.
Oh no.
Clutched within the hand is an obsidian chalice, studded with amber and sapphires.
Poop.
It crushes the chalice.
Oh.
With a sudden grip of immense force. And a burst of energy echoes before rushing back into the gauntlet. One by one, arcane symbols begin to alight up the side, etched into the gauntlet, glowing a sickly green. And as it does, you see a jolt go through the body of this being. And as it settles its head back down, kind of cracks it to the side.
Yuck.
I, looking at all of you now, shuffling out.
It is good to be alive. Once again. Breathing. Seeing, hearing, tasting.
Sorry, are you, who I think, is this Blaine? Bane?
A smile creeps over the face of this avatar of Bane, you might say. As it,
Cyrus Greymulk, and I presume, and the Guild of Goodwill, I have much to thank you for.
I don't think thanks will really be necessary.
It is. I am free. Thanks to you. Thanks to Pure.
Well, doesn't seem like you gave him very good thanks.
Oh, but I kept my end of the deal. He has access to this arcane vault. All he has to do is seize it from me. Help me. No! I cannot speak unless spoken to. So, what happens next?
I'm going to turn into a whale and crush you.
Would that work?
When he said, help me, was that out of the same mouth? Or
it
where
was.
Was
yes.
That from?
It was out of the same
Tyler,
mouth.
Tyler, that it was very creepy. You were doing a very good job. It's too good.
Oh, boy.
Maybe, you know, I got really high persuasion. I'll just persuade him to take a nap.
Yeah, for just say, give me your gauntlet.
Another eternity.
Yeah, that'll work. Roll.
With Siri, I'm sure that was very trying coming back from the dead. Would you like to have a little lie down?
Have you heard about our Lord and Savior, Bahamut?
What happens next?
We are all too terrified to answer options you.
Decisions.
All right, well, you have any big plans, or?
Oh, yes, I do. I am not only alive again, I have free reign. The gods, in their infinite wisdom, banned themselves from ever entering this plane. But they did not include poor Bane, as his soul was cleaved in two, in three, and four. Into oblivion. But now I am here, and I am alone.
Well, we're here, and maybe we could help you.
Yes.
More, since we already did such a good job.
It is natural for you to serve.
You know, I don't think I'm really on board with this doctrine of there being some beings that are natural servants and some that are natural masters over them. I mean, we've seen that play out in some pretty nasty ways in our society.
All are made to serve Bane.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. I don't think
so. I feel
so.
We've all done reasonably well without you here. I think that I think it's probably time for you just to, maybe go back where you started and build a life there. Acheron, is that correct?
If not service, there are other options available.
Oh, boy. At this point, Remy's going to kind of distance himself from the group because we need to spread out a little bit.
But perhaps you may be of use to me yet. I will leave you in the capable hands of Professor Beulah. And if you survive, I will utilize your husks.
You see a crack of the neck as there's this burst of the same kind of negative energy that like just dips out, just out the door.
Like leaves the body.
Leaves the body.
Mm.
And cracking back into place, singular eye, focusing on each of you in turn. The mouth opens up inhumanly wide and a screech emits from Brockner Puehler's visage. Please roll initiative, everyone.
So Bane is not bound to the body of...
No, he's not.
Okay.
Wait. Well, actually, before we roll initiative, I'll just say that's where we'll end tonight's episode.
Okay.
We'll start on a fight next time.
Okay. This is going to be fine.